I think so. I haven't checked the injury report, but. Yeah. See what sock I got on.
What's the key to containing Mr. Cam Newton?
Should we get vertical rush, you know, contained, you know, whether it be with four or with pressures, whatever we do. Got to have good lane integrity.
They pulled the reins back out of him a little bit since he had the rib injury. He hasn't run a lot the last couple of weeks. Are you seeing anything different on film about how that changes?
Is it just the ribs, or is it an ankle too?
An ankle too, right?
Okay, yeah. I think you know when you have a quarterback, you know, like him, you want to make sure that he's protected, you know, and you want to see him start week in and week out and lead your team. So, you know, obviously, if you have him running the ball, you risk him, you know, you risk harm. So you can see that they've done some different things, you know, as the weeks have gone on.
Is it hard to fall in the trap of thinking that, okay, maybe he's not as mobile, maybe he's not going to run as much as he can?
No, I mean, you see the plays where he does run, you see him, you know, he'll run away from you, you know, and, you know, a lot of times he'll make a move and get himself to the outside and run out of bounds, but you never know when that play is going to happen, you know, and you know, these last couple weeks, people have been getting a lot of pressure, you know, so you see him getting hit, you know, throwing the ball, QB hits and sacks, and that takes its toll.
What would it mean to get Jerry Allen back?
It's big. It's huge. You know, having him, Ratliff, last weekend would have been big, you know, especially, you know, when, you know, getting to the quarterback. So, you know, Jarrett plays, you know, that's going to be a big boost.
Lance, what's the danger in looking at a team like Carolina? You know, you got the running back situation that they have injuries there.
Mm-hmm.
You got the quarterback, you know, supposedly they want to, you know, make sure everybody stays off their head. What's the danger from a defensive standpoint?
I think it'd be dangerous for us to look at this as you know, a team that can't threaten us, you know, because a lot of their key players are out. You know, they're a team that has, you know, been able to run the ball very well. They have really good running backs, you know, and their running backs are down. Cam is nicked up, you know, but you know, for us, you know. The good thing is both teams are coming off tough losses, you know. So it's really a get back week for the both of us, you know. And so it's not a week where we're looking at, you know, a less threatening team. This is a week where, you know, defensively we have to get back to what we were where we were.
With the defensive line having been rebuilt this offseason through four games, how would you assess their progress in front of you?
Just like any football season, you know, you have your ups and downs, you know, just most recently, we, you know, we had a down week, you know, but I'm looking forward to a positive week this week.
With the Rodgers plays in terms of short drops and all that, is that affect the pass rush? I mean, do they assume a short throw?
Well, it's very difficult to get a good pass rush when the quarterback's, you know, getting the ball and throwing it as soon as he gets the ball, you know. Rarely will you see anybody, you know, be able to get to reach the quarterback, you know, unless you get a free run at him. That's, you know, that's my opinion on it.
Lance, how much did Ron Rivera impact you early in your career, and how do you think his teachings as a coordinator have helped translate for him as a head coach now?
Ron was great. You know, I love playing for Ron. You know, he was, you could tell he was a guy who played the game. You know, on things and the way that he explained, you know, certain plays to me, you know, made me want to make a play. You know, he would tell me on the specific plays, like, look, you know, this is one of the hardest things that I'm asking you to do. You know, he's like, it's almost impossible. He said, but if you can do it, we shut this whole play down. You know, and that was enough for me to say, you know what, I'm gonna find a way to do it. You know, to you know, help the team, but. You know, his philosophies from here, then he took to San Diego, and he's taken to Carolina. You know, it's always, you know, it's all been a season for success.
Anything else?
Yeah. Lance, what do you see in how they use Greg Olsen and what type of player he is?
Greg's one of their top targets, you know. Greg was one of the top targets when he was here, and he's one of the top targets there. He's fast, you know. Greg's not the best blocker. I can tell you that right now. I think everybody in the world knows that. I mean, he's going to grunt and stuff and try to hold you and turn you, but he's not. His forte is catching the ball and running with it.
Is it real quick again, though, with the tight end in the past, that has always been kind of the bugaboo for you guys, but that's always been the way to beat the defense, is to go over the top, the short passes to the tight end. Have you guys adjusted with this defense where that's not as much an issue anymore?
I think for any team, especially now, you have a lot of all the teams want to utilize a tall, fast tight end, you know, so that you can get vertical. You have vertical routes, you know, and threaten teams. A lot of, you know, whether you're in three or whether you're in two, you know, the middle of the field, you know, somewhere in the middle of the hashes or where you're most vulnerable. So, or if you're in man coverage, you know, you're not finding a lot of safeties, you know, that are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". You know, so you create some mismatches there, you know, especially, you know, when you're short yardage, you're getting near the goal line, you know, you throw the ball up, you have different option, you know, quarterbacks, you know, want to hold the ball and may not have anywhere to go. They're looking for a guy to go to. You have a tall guy, just throw it up and let him go get it.
Thank you.